Drive.
From the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Welcome back as we approach 7:54. You know, Spotify, the music industry's leading streaming service, they're going to stop promoting and putting in their playlist R. Kelly and another guy whose name I can't pronounce, Triple X Tentacion, I guess is his name. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. Noel, I don't
know. See, you're a big fan.
Anyway, R. Kelly is accused of all kinds of stuff and abuse and you know, bad behavior is basically why Spotify is turning against these guys. There have been several charges against Kelly over the years. Yeah. But you probably know his music, Michael.
I believe I can fly.
Oh, I like this song.
I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
And I think there was a charge of, I think there was something with young girls or something. Anyway, R. Kelly was charged with some stuff. And let me tell you why I'm glad. Because my son used to work at a recording studio.
Uh-huh.
R. Kelly showed up one time at 3 in the morning and demanded that he be able to use the studio and record. And my son, who was working there as a kid, he basically said, no, you can't use the studio. You don't have authorization. I don't have paperwork or anything. And Kelly put up this big stink. My son wouldn't let him use the studio. Hmm. The next day, Kelly called my son's boss and demanded that my son be fired.
Wow.
And thank God the boss defended my son as opposed to this guy, a client who was going to spend a lot of money and was famous, named R. Kelly.
Ooh.
So I think he's a bad dude.
So R. Kelly has not been on your playlist for some time.
For a very long time, even though the song's pretty good.
Alexa, will you play R. Kelly?
No, don't. I don't want to play.
Not in the Len Berman household.
Not at all.
Not at all. Hey, Harvey Weinstein's wife, Georgina Chapman, is speaking out about... about the end of her marriage. She told Vogue that she was humiliated and broken when the claims came out against her husband. She said it took her about 2 days to absorb the information. It was difficult because the first article was about a time long before I'd ever met him, so there was a minute where I couldn't make an informed decision. And then the stories expanded, and I realized that this wasn't an isolated incident, and I knew that I needed to step away and take the kids out of here. So she fled to Los Angeles, then to London. She did not want to go out in public. She said, I thought what I had was a happy marriage. I loved my life. She is now planning, apparently, to move to upstate New York, a farm, some sort of secluded farm with her kids, and go undercover as her husband may well be going to jail at some point.
She knew nothing about it, she says, huh?
She says she knew nothing. I can believe that. I think Harvey Weinstein is one of these guys, they call them compartmentalizers, where I think he can go home to the wife and the kids and be the happy dad, the good husband, the dutiful father. And then there's that other side of him when he's away from the family where he's the predator, the alleged rapist, the nasty, brutal thug that we know him to be.
Hey, if I asked you what were the biggest TV weddings, what were the biggest TV weddings? Do you have any suggestions?
I would say Luke and Laura in General Hospital.
Luke and Laura, General Hospital, 1981, still the top rated episode of any soap opera ever.
Right, okay.
And maybe a little before your time. Tiny Tim, remember Tiny Tim?
Oh, yes, he got married on The Tonight Show.
On The Tonight Show to Miss Vicky.
Yes.
Right?
Tiptoe through the tulip with me.
Okay.
I got to tell you, Len, I have a memory of Tiny Tim on The Tonight Show. He creeped me out. That guy scared me when I was a kid.
Well, he married Miss Vicky. I was a big deal. I remember we watched it. Anyway, the reason I bring this up was because last night on The Big Bang Theory...
Amy, do you take Sheldon for your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And Sheldon, same thing.
Sheldon and Amy got married on season 11 finale of The Big Bang Theory. You know who came in and officiated there?
Who?
Mark Hamill of Star Wars.
Oh,
a little plot thing there that had to do with a lost dog, whatever. Anyway. Oh,
is there another famous wedding out there? Another famous TV Land wedding? I'm trying to remember. Luke and Laura, that was the number one.
Right.
Was there no, Dallas was the shooting of JR.
Yeah, that was the shooting.
That was the big
thing. But this was the vows that were exchanged last night, Sheldon and Amy, Michael. Mm.
Amy, I usually know exactly what to say. But in this moment, I have no words. I guess I'm overwhelmed by you. In a good way. Not in the elevator in the Haunted Mansion way.
I remember the elevator in the Haunted Mansion. Remember the portraits?
The portraits go up and they haunted mansion?
The first time I was there, I was about 6 years old. I got so scared, I started crying. They actually took me off the ride in some secret door.
Oh, really?
Yes, with my grandfather.
Oh, I do remember in the crystal ball, there's the head over, just as you leave the Haunted Mansion.
It's pretty
there's the
cool.
head, and she says, hurry back.
That was pretty
hurry
cute.
Back. Be sure to bring your death certificate.
All right. Well, here we gave Sheldon giving his vow. Let's give Amy her due.
Okay.
From the first moment in that coffee shop, I knew that there was something special between us. Even though I did work on a study that disproved love at first sight.
These are like very brainy people. So this is
that is a bucket of glop.
There they go. One line on Aaron Sorkin. Go.
Aaron Sorkin, his play, the adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird, was tied up in a lawsuit. It has been settled, and the play will now come to Broadway.
When?
In next year, next spring.